halach is that mitzvah is meshulach from Gimel Machanas, and also from Bat Erechoma. And Rashi, Machlokes Rashi and Tosis and Davhei in Brachas, that Rashi says that mitzvah requires shiluach chutz mi batei orechama, and Tosis asks on him that shiluach machnas is only noig bisman that the yovel is noig, and batei choma therefore is not noig nowadays because it's not bisman shal yovel now, and therefore in the main there moroim there was no yovel, and therefore how is it that Rabbi Yochanan speaks about something that wasn't noig in his time? So apparently Rashi holds that even though Kedushas Batei Erechoma is dependent on Yovel, which is Batei B'zman Hazeh, nonetheless, Shiluach Mitzorah from Batei Erechoma is chal not because of a din of Shiluach Tmeim, but it's a separate locha in Niyig Mitzorah that he should be Mishulach from Gimel Machlis and from Batei Erechoma, and that's a locha in Badod Yeshev. Even if the Yovel is not Noig, and there is no Kedushas Batei Erechoma. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tzavas, in Perek Yud, the Rambam says, Din ha-metzorah shiyeh lo moshev levado chutz le'ir shenema mechutz le'machne moshavo v'dovze ba'yoves ha-mekofes choma ba'etz yisol b'vad. However, in Bias Mikdash, in Perek Gimel, Hochabes, the Rambam says, Shemeni she-metzorah v'azav v'tomi me'esh loshtem b'mokum echad tamaloma b'metzorah b'dod yeshev mechutz le'machne moshavo. And the Ram does not mention, it's difficult, the Ram doesn't mention that the din shiluch metzora from Ayyavas and Makafas Chomo. So the answer to the Chori is, the Rav said, that the halacha of, that the Mitzorah is Meshulach from Batei Erechoma and from Gimel Machanas. There are two halachas. One is halacha because of Kedushas Mikdash. So that's a halacha that applies only from Yerushalayim. But that Meshulach, and that's a halacha of Shiluach Tmeim. Masha Enkein, that the Mitzorah, there's another halacha in the Kim of Niyag of Mitzorah, that he should be mishluch and from all machlus bado yeshev, and that's a locha that requires all the lochs niyik mitzora, kriyas pgodav, kriyas harov, but then he has to say tami yikra. Those are lochos in the niyik mitzora. So the locha that is mishluch from bato yerachom, that's a locha nikiyim and niyik mitzora. Masha enkin the locha in mikdash in Yerushalayim, that's a locha kedushas mikdash. And therefore, the Ram says that by in Yerushalayim, if Mitzorah enters, he's loika, that's an Isalav. The Ram says in Perek Gimel from Bias Mikdash Alochaches. But by that's only by in Yerushalayim. But the halacha by Batei Erechoma is that's not an Isalav. There's no Malkus. It's a halacha. It's an Asay. And therefore, in Bias Mikdash, the Rambam doesn't quote Batei Erechoma because that's a loch in Niyig Mitzorah, not a loch in Kedushas Mokom in terms of Chilul Mikdash. And that's why in Yerushalayim Machne Yisrael, namely Yerushalayim, is an Isalav, Masha Enkin by Batei Erechoma. And if you look in the Ram, also the Ram says in Perek Yud Halachaches, Hamatzoras Eina Paras VeEina Paremis VeLo Ota Al Safim Eli Yosheves Hi Michutz LeIr Modiel Achem Shitmeya. So what is it, why does he want to say? He says even though she's not Parea, she's not Paras or Paremis, nonetheless she's Yosheves Michutz LeIr Pshita. She's only excluded from Exeris HaKosov Priyam Friva, which is Exeris HaKosov that the Gemara quotes in the Gemara and Saita and Dav Chav Gimel. So apparently what the Rambam is saying is that you shouldn't say that since she's not mechuyev in priyum frima and a tias sofrim, which are part of the nihuge and kiyume avelis, the tami tami yikra. So we would think that she's also potter from sitting chutzla le'ir, which is also kiyim in the nihuge avelis and tami tami yikra. So that's where the Ram comes to tell me that even she's potter from priyum frima, but she's still the nihuge avelis, nihuge mitzora of being chutzla machana, that she's still chayiv in.